This is Finding Satan, a Black Cat Collective podcast. I had no idea how much I missed my house. It's dusty, it's old, there's weird blood stains, and apparently someone broke into my garage. But it's home. And it's nice and familiar, and it's comfortable. Even if it kind of feels like a skin that doesn't quite fit right anymore, it's still home. If you knew the world was ending in 2 days, wouldn't you want to go home for a bit? One last hurrah? I just wish Clara were here. I feel like she deserves to be here at the end. She definitely didn't deserve what Michael did to her. I feel like I don't even know her whole story. Anyone's story, really. To find out I have so many sisters and brothers, and to have to face that I'll never really know most of them, that I'll never understand why they died and I lived, that I'll never really know them, it'll haunt me. I know. I'm in my old room, in my old bed. The sheets are musty, but it's so much better than a crappy hotel room or sleeping in a car. We put Matt on the couch to sleep it off, and I asked Annabelle to bury Dr. Carlisle's head, but I think they might be doing something else with it. I know what I need to do. You know that, right? I do know. It's so funny. It's like we're in a story, except there's a bunch of different people who think they're writing it. It's meant to be this, it's meant to be that. But you know what he told me when I was in hell? He said we make our own hell and fill it with all the things we should have done. All the regrets over what we did and didn't do with our lives. When I came back, he told me, do what you want. Hell will always be here, no matter what you do. So you might as well do what you want. I just keep thinking about Clara. She was set up to fail, you know? Just thrown right in Michael's path. But underneath that hard shell, that tough act, that scar tissue, she was a sweet girl. A sweet girl who got fucked over her whole life, who had one good year, and then they killed her anyway. It's what they want, isn't it?
Yes. That's exactly the way they made the world.
But why?
Adam was made in God's image, and I made Adam's first wife. But she was not obedient. She did not bow down to him. And so she was cast off, and God made woman from part of Adam so she would always remember that she was lesser than him, and Adam would always remind her to be subservient to him.
Is that true?
It's what they say, and if they say it enough, it becomes truth, right? If they teach it, it's true. If it's reported enough, they make it reality.
God is a liar.
He wears many faces and lies with many tongues.
What about you, Lilith? Do you lie? Would you lie to rule the world?
I've told many lies, Sarah, but I don't pretend to be perfect, and I don't want to be worshipped. I am already a queen, already a demigod. I don't wish to rule heaven any more than I would serve in hell.
Then why? All of this? Why?
Because I want to end the tyranny of God. I want to see what takes its place. I want my children to be free.
He's already checked out, right? He's not even around anymore.
That old fool will never really leave you all alone. And he built a self-sustaining theocracy and disguised it as a civilization. No. There is no peaceful revolution. There is no birth without death. I will not topple him and take his place, but I will laugh when my daughters end his rule with blood in their teeth and wild hair, and no one to tell them to stay soft, no one to tell them to stay pretty, no one to tell them to be sweet. My daughters, Sarah. My girls, ushering in the end, the four horsemen bringing in the apocalypse. He rejected my offer to be equal all those years ago. He rejected me, my daughter. He wanted his child to be supreme and could not sacrifice his own ego. A man was created in his image, which means man is equally flawed. If he would not be equals, then he will watch what happens. He will pay the price of his own hubris, and only then will he understand what I have done.
That's intense.
I hope you're ready, Sarah. I hope you're ready for your part.
They open with the sun.
He left again. He left and they are gathering here, the demons. The ones who crawl, the ones who walk, and the ones who fly under the black sun. I think they know I'm here. They're demons, after all. Ghosts and demons are old friends, and we are both beyond the veil. I hope I can move on soon. I'm very tired, so very tired. But I'm not afraid of the demons. I know they won't hurt me. Well, probably. I'm one of them, right? I too am a demon. I just wish I'd been a stronger one, with wings and claws and teeth, with tougher skin and a stronger will. He's returning. What does he have? Oh no, oh no, 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 no. He has a girl in his arms. She looks like me. Oh God, why does she look like me?
Shh. We're home now, my pet.
What are those?
Those are our brothers, little one. They won't hurt you. Don't touch her. You want to make me a lie already? They can see your lovely new skin. But underneath, they can see what she did. They just want to taste you. But you're not theirs, are you, my pet?
No.
I must feed. Please find somewhere to lie down or otherwise entertain yourself. Our brothers will ensure that I am not disturbed.
Hey, you. Can you hear me?
What?
Yeah, I thought so. Come over here. He'll be busy for a while.
Who are you? And what is he doing?
I'm Clara. No, I know. Don't worry about it. I'm just dead. It's fine. He's doing exactly what it looks like he's doing. He's absorbing the demons and feeding them into the sun.
This is a lot.
Yeah, tell me about it. Why are you here?
This girl, my sister, Annabelle. She came to get me away from my guardian, but then Michael showed up and gave me this knife. Do you want to see it? It's real pretty.
Let me guess. You killed your guardian?
Yeah, I guess so. I put the knife in her, and she bled, and then I changed? All her marks, they left my skin, and now I'm all new and stronger.
But why are you here with him?
I don't know. He wanted me to come with him, and I could tell Annabelle didn't want to fight him, so I thought that would be easiest. Besides, I've never been to a creepy temple in the desert before with a hot guy. I wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah, about that, you need to be careful with him. Michael has a really bad habit of, like, killing girls, you know? Like,
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah. He's a total dick. He tried to kill me once. That's how he fell, you know? Then he killed me again to raise this temple and got new wings. Total narcissist.
Ouch. Hey, I don't mean to be rude, but like, why are you still here?
I don't know. I just know I'm not quite done yet, I guess. Gotta see it through.
How much longer?
I think it's close. I'm really tired, you know? I don't know how much more is left.
Yeah. Hey, how about I sit with you? We can just sit together and watch the world end.
That would be nice. Thanks.
Matt, wake up.
What?
Jesus, Matt, you reek. Wake up. We need to go somewhere.
I don't smell. What? Let me sleep.
Yeah. Okay, dude. Get in the shower and wake up. Use the good soap. What the fuck?
What was that rosé? That shit is toxic. I think you poisoned me.
If I was going to poison you, it wouldn't be with my aunt's cheap wine.
So what would you poison me with?
I don't know. Actual poison?
You have no imagination. So why did you wake me up?
Ugh. Well, the end is nigh, you know?
You know you sound like a street prophet. You need a beard with some vermin in it.
You're my beard.
Ugh.
Anyway, we're almost there. The last battle. It's the final countdown.
The dance-off to end all dance-offs.
Look, I'm trying to save your life here. Please stop making me question whether that's a good idea.
Thanks. What's the big plan?
You dressed now? Come on, take my hand. We're going somewhere.
Whoa. Ugh. I feel sick again. Wait, why are we in the room with no doors?
Because I need to stash you someplace safe. This is it. This is safe. I can't think of anywhere else.
Sarah, you heard Lilith. This place isn't made for humans. It's like radioactive or something.
Okay, that's not exactly what she said. But Matt, I don't know what else to do. It's not going to be safe for you when, you know, when it happens.
I thought I was the witness.
Well, I guess you'll just have to witness from here. I don't know, but I've lost a lot of people already, and I'm not going to lose you. You're fragile. Soft.
Wow. Way to appeal to the male ego. I'm not that soft.
You know what I mean, Matt. You're human. You won't make it. And I can't lose you too, not after everything. I need you to be alive after.
But, Sarah, are you sure? Are you sure that there will be an after?
No. No, I'm not. But I know that I can't keep you safe down there. Please, Matt. Please stay here. I don't want to lose you, and I can't protect you. I can't do what I need to do and take care of you at the same time. Please.
Sarah, will you make it? Will you come back for me?
I think so. But I'm not sure I'll be me.
Then I'll stay. Do what you need to do, Sarah. I trust you. After everything, even after Alan, I trust you.
If you mention Alan one more fucking time, I'm not coming back for you. Matt, thank you. For this. For everything.
And
Awakening Satan is written and directed by Gabrielle Awe. Finding Satan is a Black Cat Collective podcast.